Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
Alligator Boy on Netflix. Yay, God is so good. It'll be out
on April the 16th, and I'm just so super excited about his journey and what God is doing through his life, and I just celebrate him on today. Amen. Amen. So, it seems like I'm forgetting something, but, and the DMV TV Film Summit I attended this weekend, with Chester Azarel, it was the bomb. Amen. So let us go. I want to read this portion of scripture to you. Let's get into it because, it's only 30 minutes of Coffee with Me broadcast. So I want to read this scripture to you coming from 1 Samuel, chapter 1. 1 Samuel chapter 1, and it reads, "But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord has shut up her womb." Let me stop right there. The adversary had provoked her sore and made her fret. This is Hannah. Hannah was a true woman of God in the Bible. Her son was Samuel when God did open up her womb, when she was able to give birth. And her husband was Elkanah, and this woman who vexed her sore was Penina, because Penina, you know, in that culture, they had, and some cultures today where you can have more than one wife. In that era, they had more than one wife, and her husband Elkanah really loved Hannah a lot. And each year they would go up to Shiloh, and they would give sacrifices unto the Lord. And every time Elkanah would give portions to sacrifice up at the temple of Shiloh, he would give Penina and her children portions, but he would always give Hannah a worthy portion because he loved her. You know, you can't help but folk just loving on you. It ain't your fault because God just people love on you. God loves you the same, you know, but Penina was so jealous of her. Hannah's womb was shut up and couldn't have the things that Penina had. But it didn't say that Hannah was covering over what Penina had. She wanted something up. Ooh, glory to God. She wanted something of her own. She didn't have to have Penina's blessing. She wanted something of her own. And I love that, because how often do we look at other people's lives and want what they have, but don't know what all they went to get through and to it just to get to what they have. And it's amazing, because sometimes we do. We get so caught up on other people's goals, on other people's dreams, and want what they have and all of their blessings, but you don't know what they had to go through to get that blessing. I learned that I want stuff on my own. I don't have to want everybody else's blessing, because first of all, that's against God. It's a sin against God, coveting over somebody else's stuff. I don't want nobody else's stuff. I want stuff, things of my own. Amen. But Penina provoked her sore, and it's amazing how some folk can hate on you, and they sitting up there living a good life, and they see you struggling, but it's just something about you that they got to provoke you, and they got to fret and make you fret. So Penina was still provoking her even when they was up at Shiloh, even when they was up there getting ready to give sacrifices unto the Lord. Amen. Still provoking her. But I'm going to get into Hannah's character, because she was an awesome woman, even though it did affect her in somehow, but it didn't affect her all the way. It didn't affect her to the point where she said, I'm going to still keep going. I'm going to still bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm still going to keep pushing. I'm still going to go to that temple, because there's something that I need for the Lord. And I know that he could open up my womb. Hallelujah. But see, God, we don't have to, it don't have to be opened up in terms of opening up as in children, but open up your womb with your gifts. Open up your womb with things, goals and aspirations and things that you know that God has promised to you. Open up your womb when you know when God promised you something. Hallelujah. And you don't give up no matter how much that devil come up against you, no matter how much he feel like you ain't worth it, no matter how much he feel like or try to say that you're not enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory be to God. Don't you know God is in the blessing business? Even when the enemy say you can't win, don't you know you have already won? Don't you know that you are victorious in spite of what's going on around you, in spite of what you see, in spite of looking at your children looking like they smiling down? Don't you know when God sends you to train up a child the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart in it? If you put it in them, they already going to make it. You just got to see it. And that's what faith is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of not things not seen. You may not be able to see what your children are doing. do it, but you got to believe that what you see in the spirit realm shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So verse 7 says, and as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Lord have mercy. Still provoking her. But guess what? It didn't stop Hannah from going to the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Provoked her. And it says, therefore she wept and did not eat. Therefore she wept and did not eat because it messed her up so bad. When she, it vexed her where she couldn't even eat because this woman was vexing her so bad. And you know how we do sometimes, sis, as women, we just go overboard, sitting there holding our belly, you know, sitting there with our gooch and our bargaining bag on and just, you know, for whatever reason, just provoking some folk. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. But I just bless the name of the Lord because he is so faithful, y'all. He is so faithful. I must have set my time, I don't know what that, for 15 minutes and I'm on Blog Talk Radio. Y'all going to get me. I'm going to get this thing right. It's such a time change. So if it cancels you out, just hop on Facebook, my Facebook page. It's your Red Ball. I didn't set the time. Oh, my gosh. I did not set the time for that for like 30 minutes. Y'all would kill me. But I'm getting it together, y'all. I am getting it together. It's the time difference, y'all. Okay. So we're getting ready to end the Blog Talk Radio, but hop on Facebook Live. I hope you got social media, whoever's on there. Next week, I'll make sure that I will put the time in right. Lord, what is going on? Jesus! But let me tell you something. Keep on going. Keep on pushing. Keep on believing God. Keep on trusting God. Even like this. This Blog Talk Radio has been killing me, y'all. But it's me. The time difference is like messing me up. I should have a hang of it now, but it ain't working like that. But it is going to work because I ain't giving up. I'm going to keep on pushing, keep on pressing. Hallelujah. So what I'm saying to you all on today is that trust God. So even though Hannah was at the point where she felt like giving up, when she felt like, Lord, I can't go any further. You know, this woman, this enemy is provoking me. This enemy, every time you turn around, when I would do good, evil is present. But when I would do good, but what I love about Hannah is that she was so persistent, and she didn't allow that enemy to keep her from going to the temple, didn't keep her from praising or worshiping the Lord, even though she couldn't even eat, even though her husband said, what's wrong, Hannah? Aren't I better than 10 sons? Sometimes people don't get it. When we know God has promised us something, and we looking all crazy. Ooh, glory. When we looking all crazy, and we can't explain it, and we can't talk about it, because God says to keep your mouth shut. He said to keep your mouth closed. So we may look crazy to other folks when you know that God is doing something in you, but you can't tell it to family. You can't tell it to friends. You got to keep it to yourself. Hallelujah. We look crazy to other folks. And even though Hannah may have looked crazy because when she went to the temple, at this point she was just done and over, like praying. So, and when she went, and you can read it, 1 Samuel chapter 1, love this story, when she went into the temple. And even when she went to the temple and she was praying, the priest accused her of Eli of being drunk because he could only see her mouth moving. But she looked like she was drunk. And you ever get to the point where you just so overwhelmed in the spirit and you like, oh, you just feel like you drunk like Hannah in the spirit. But that's how she was. But she says, no, my Lord, I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit. But what I like about Hannah's personality and her character was that she didn't cuss out the man of God. She didn't curse out the ushers. She didn't curse out the person sitting next to her. No, she said, I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit. She said, I'm not drunk. And guess what? He blessed her. And when she went home, God remembered. God don't forget anything. So she was able to conceive and have a son, Samuel. But what I love about that is that even when we feel like we can't go no further, even when that enemy is taunting us, every time you turn around, he's always in our ear, telling us we ain't getting enough, we never going to mount it, telling us that we don't have enough finances for it, telling us that we don't have enough credentials for it, telling us that we're not going to be healed, telling us that there's no way, this is your third marriage, and now you want a fourth one, telling you all kind of stuff in your mind when you finally meet the perfect person. He's telling you all, no, you didn't marry too many men, or you didn't marry too many women. This should have happened to you 20 years ago. Now you 30, 40, 50 years, 60, 70, 80 years old now. Mm-hmm. So what? It doesn't matter the age. It doesn't matter what the age. And I had to forget about what I didn't do years ago and what I do for right now and how God is blessing me right now. Because if you get caught up on looking back what's behind you, you'll take your focus off what God has before you, because you're still in this woe is me state. Oh, my God, why did I do that? Oh, my God, I should have been got this done. No, nothing beats a failure but a child, my parents always told me. You got to keep on going. You got to keep on pushing. You got to trust in God. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when the enemy came up against Hannah, still provoking her, and it's amazing how we people provoke you and want what you have. And it's another thing to want what somebody else has. Stop coveting what other folks have. Stop coveting over their life, because you don't know what they went through to get that. You don't want that. You don't want what they went through. You want your own blessings. See, Hannah didn't want what Penina had. She want what God was going to bless her with. And that's what we got to get to that point. And even if you do see something that you want, you ain't want men particularly, no, not theirs, but you want what God has for you. Amen? So get to the place of not coveting. And I'm not saying sometimes we can get caught up, because we've been waiting for so long. Well, God, how come they are blessed? And how come you haven't blessed me? Don't you know if you just wait on the Lord? Hallelujah. Be of good courage. Hallelujah. See, she was being of good courage. That's what she was. She was being of good courage. Amen. Because her courage was that I'm going to stand strong in the midst of this devil provoking me. In the midst of every time I wake up in the middle of the night, he's all up in my ear. I'm brushing my teeth. He's all up in my head. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When he come up against you, blessed be the name of the Lord. Keep brushing your teeth. Keep praying. Hallelujah. Everywhere you walk, he's all up in this. Get out of my mind, because you don't own nothing here. You can't take residency here. Because God you didn't pay me to stay here. And even if you did, I wouldn't accept it, because you don't lie, but you don't need to be here. Dismiss that thing. Just like I said the other week, stop carrying other people's stones. Stones that people have threw at you and told you it's never going to amount to anything. Told you ain't never going to make out good. Telling you that everything you did was a lie. Telling you that everything you did was a lie. The devil is a liar. Stop letting folks pull you down and tear you down. Oh, you're not a good mother. You're not a good father. You ain't a good sister. You ain't a good brother. Hallelujah. God says that I am. He created me. He says that I'm all that. Hallelujah. Because God didn't make no junk. But Hannah, when she went to the temple, she still praised the Lord. She didn't get all bent out of shape, coming from the adversary provoking her and sore, provoking her sore. You know, she was living. She was about done. But she kept pushing. She kept pressing. Don't give up. Be not weary of what I'm doing, but in due season ye shall reap. If you faint not, don't faint while doing good. Woo, glory be to God. Don't faint while doing good. Because sometimes in the midst of us doing good, we want to give up and faint because we're tired of doing good. We're tired of being nice to everybody. People just crapping on us, saying all kind of stuff out of their mouth, tired. But you got to get up from there. You got to keep going and trusting God. You got to keep moving. And don't be like everybody else. Folk are mean today. You ain't got to be mean like them. Hallelujah. You just be you. Don't allow that toxic situation turn you into a person who you never was. Because sometimes toxic situations could turn us into something that we was never like that. Self-reflect and start looking at some things. Because sometimes our attitudes and personalities alter when we are toxic things. Don't allow your personality and don't allow that situation to deter you from loving God, from giving up on God. Don't give up on him because he is not giving up on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is not giving up on you. Because, see, I know when I was at a bitter place in my life because something so hard to lose who I was. So instead of me asking God to help me not to be this bitter person that it seemed like I'm turning into because of my hurt, turn things around for me because I don't want to be a woman scorned. I don't want to be somebody who's so bitter and mean. But do I understand that mean person? I do, because I could have been that mean person, but I chose not to be. So you got to make decisions for your own life and know that you don't want to be how you're not. Don't be somebody that you're not. You know you sweet, you kind, but because of different things coming your way, it makes your behavior turn, you know, to just be a mean and evil person and miserable. Mm-mm. Turn that stuff around. See, in the midst of all of that, Hannah may have lost her appetite, but she didn't lose who she was. She didn't lose her integrity. She didn't lose who she was because she would have probably cursed the priest out or cursed Penina out or cursed everybody out, and she wasn't going to be sacrificing anything. But she did not allow that to deter who she was because of bad things happening to her. So she kept her composure. Thank you, God. She kept her composure. Woo, glory. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Because sometimes things come our way and we lose our composure. And then when we get back to our car and get back to our house, we're sitting there saying, why did I let them take me out of my character? Then we be mad about that. Then we be mad about that. Composure. Keep your composure. I'm going to read this scripture and then I'm going to close out because, oh, my God, I have been so blessed on today. Ephesians 6:13 says, and this is what Hannah did. Oh, amen. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all to stand. Having done all to stand. Ephesians 6:13, having done all to stand. Hallelujah. Having done all to stand. When you know you have given it everything, when you know you have given it everything, and all you can do is stand. Hallelujah. Stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I love it. I love it in the book of Judges when Deborah told Barak, you go up because God done already went before you. He done already fought the battle. He done already conquered it. He had already conquered Sisera and all his men. Hallelujah. You ain't got to be afraid of the chariots. You ain't got to be afraid of none of that. All you have is a stick and some stones and some wood to fight with. Don't you know if God is for you, who could be against you? He's fighting your battle for you. Hallelujah. And Hannah knew that. So even though she was provoked sore, even though the enemy was constantly, you know, antagonizing her, she knew that when she went to the house of the Lord, she knew she was going to keep praying. And she knew she was going to keep moving and shaking up some stuff. See, she started shaking up some stuff in prayer. So you got to learn how to stop fighting with your mouth and take it to prayer. You got to learn to let God fight your battles. If God is for you, who can be against you? Greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. So God is God. He's mighty. He can shut down that lion's mouth when that lion come up against you. Hallelujah. The liar and the lion. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Look at Daniel and the lion's den. Hallelujah. And went down there. And God protected him. See, God is awesome. He's a dragon slayer. He's a giant slayer. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I could just go on and on all day. But I'm telling you, God is so awesome. And I love his professionalism because he's so professional how he do things. Hallelujah. God, glory, I thank God for on this morning. I thank God for you all just chatting with me and drinking some coffee. God is faithful. He is just and he is perfect. and I love him. He is so perfect and so professional. I just love how God does things. He opened up Hannah's womb. She didn't give up. She didn't give up. Be not weary in well doing. In due season, you shall reap. If you faint not, don't faint, oh God. My God, my father always said, you know, don't give up 5 minutes before the blessing. Don't give up before it. Sometimes we give up and throw in the towel because I know it gets hard. But when you trust God and know that he got you and know that peace passes all understanding and know he's doing a mighty work in me, don't allow nobody to take you out your character because then you're going to be beating yourself up about that. Hallelujah. So I just want to say God bless you. Have a wonderful day. For those who are dialed in on this morning, I bless God and thank God for you. Next week, I'll have the timer set right. Oh, God. So I will have it set right for you. Amen. Getting better with that, with the whole time change. So I just want to say that you guys are so wonderful, and I bless God for you. Having them all to stand, I came from Ephesians 6:13 today, and also 1 Samuel chapter 1, beginning with verse 5 through 7. Amen. God bless you all. Wish I could be on here longer. God is so good. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I bless you. I thank you, God, for new mercies. I thank you for new days, for new nights. I thank you for just loving us. Protect us, God, in the name of Jesus. Through all the violence that's going on throughout this country, God. Hallelujah, God. Racism, God. Injustice, Father God. Lord, we ask that you would just be before us and just stay with us, God. I thank you for being mighty. I thank you for being a mighty soldier. I thank you for raising us up, God. Having done all to stand. Hallelujah, God. If we would take that hand of spirit not to give up and don't allow nobody who's provoking you to take you out of your character because, God, you fixed that whole situation. Oh, yes, you did. We thank you for Jesus dying on the cross for our sins that we may have everlasting life. You say, thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Romans 10:9. Go home or stay home or open up your Bibles and read it. Those who do not know the Savior, Lord and Jesus Christ, hallelujah. You know, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Say, God, come into my heart and save me. I believe that your son Jesus died on the cross for my sin. You will have everlasting life believing on the name of the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The scripture I read was Romans 10:9. Hallelujah. The plan of salvation, y'all. Let me tell you, I can't make it without him. I can't do anything without him. I can't eat, can't drink, can't walk without him. I just love him so much. And those who are going through transition is not an easy thing. But go with the flow. It's like being on a wave. It's like being on one of those, not skateboards, but one of those surfboards. You're just going with the wave. You're just going with the flow. You got to go with the flow of God when he's transitioning you because I know he's transitioning somebody and it's a scary place, an unknown place. You know, folks drop off and you don't even know what happened. You know, it's just indulge in the Lord and like you're eating chocolate all day. Just feast off of God. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Trust God and go with the flow. Go with the flow. Hallelujah. So have a wonderful day. Happy birthday to all the birthday people. Yay. So I love you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And I'll see you all next Tuesday. All right. Bye.